A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. This is a startling verse. Amazing. And sometimes it is unbelievable and we tend to skip it because it's so difficult to understand, unless you know what it is to suffer in the flesh. Keep in mind that the vicarious death of Christ, which is spoken of just a few verses before this, is of course the only way to get to God, for he has brought us to God through his death on our behalf. He suffered for us, we who should have suffered. He died for us, because the wrath of God which was upon us was poured out upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it says there, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. And here it continues in that vein and saying, since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. There is the side of the Christian life that there is a measure of suffering which you might undergo in this human body, and you need to think of it and be armed and prepared to look at it in the same way that Jesus did. Jesus suffered in the flesh and died, and sin was dealt with forever. And the aim of that is to cause us to cease from sin. And sometimes God allows suffering in the flesh. Perhaps it is the suffering of resisting sin, the temptations of the flesh, whatever it might be, as you rely on Jesus Christ as your Savior, not just 2,000 years ago, but your Savior forever. He who is our High Priest, he who, as it says in Hebrews 7, can save to the uttermost because he lives forever interceding for us. This is our goal. God wants us to cease from sin. In another place, Paul says, stop sinning. Just that, in that verse. So straight, so clear. Because Christians sometimes get confused and we think that we can continue sinning. That's why in Romans 6 verse 1, what, shall we continue to sin that grace should abound? No, God wants you to stop sinning, and it is through our Lord Jesus Christ.